Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Author, researcher, professor is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment. Peter Dale Scott, 9/11, written new book with David Ray Griffin. Right now, I got so upset in the last segment talking about CBS News and New York Post admitting that thousands are already dead, hundreds dying every few months. They're testing their lungs. It's full of asbestos and mercury. And the feds even block funding and disability payments to the police and firemen. I know I'm bad because I want the police and firemen to be taken care of. I understand. I'm just so, and you guys had machine gunned my head in a second if the murderers that attacked us on 9/11 told you to. I can't understand it. It's like some black slave licking the boots of their master. You know, there was reports of the house slaves would go out and beat the other blacks out in the field. You cops are the same way. You make me sick. I mean, there's no other way to even try to. I'm about to go completely ape. I'm not going to blow up, folks. I don't have the energy to do it these days. Going back to John Roberts and Matt Dayton, they're going to have protested down on UT campus this weekend, and on Monday, excuse me. And tell us those times again, gentlemen, and then tell us your number or contact info for folks that want to help you flyer this weekend. Or I guess there's something to important. There's a UT game. Go tailgate and get drunk and just wait for the government to blow up a Chicago with a nuke. And then you can have your kids drafted and they can come back in body bags. Don't go help these young men. Go suck your thumbs at a UT football game, okay? Don't be in a real war. Go to a simulated war. Go to a gladiatorial mind control operation. I know I'm bad because I'm telling you to go to a protest. I'm telling you to flyer this weekend instead of sucking your thumbs as the ship goes down. All right, John Roberts, Matt Dayton, fighting hard on the front lines. How do folks get in contact with you now and help you flyer?
Well, I guess, first of all, like my phone number is 210-875-0614.
Say it again slowly.
Sure. 210-875-0614. And
you want to give out the other number, too?
Sure, go right ahead, Matt.
Okay, and my number is 210-273-5170. I'll say it again. It's 210-273-5170. And I'll say the times again for the protest are at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on the West Mall, which is right next to the main tower at UT.
Monday, yes.
September 11th. And then the second protest will be at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Also at the main tower. Followed by a screening at 7:30 of 9/11 Press for Truth in Burdine 216.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much. Yeah, anyone who wants to help, anyone in Austin, please come join us. We need all help we can get.
Absolutely, and we need to just continue. I would hope that once you get your mass of people, you'd march to the Capitol. Have you thought about doing that?
Well, potentially, yeah. If we get enough people for the first protest. Yeah, that's a very good idea. And
yeah, definitely.
Well, you better get enough people. People better get out there and help you flyer.
That would be absolutely great. We've done a lot, you know, just the two of us, but we've gotten a pretty good following as far as our group, and we've had a lot of help from people. But we still, any more help is great.
We need people to get copies of your flyers, and they need to go make copies, and just, you know, it's not even an organization; it's just attacking the enemy.
Exactly.
Take care.
Oh, you too. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Thank you for coming on. I told those poor guys to come down to the studio today. I was going to have them in studio, and it just got so much bad stuff happened. Professor Jones getting put on administrative leave and all this other news about them admitting the asbestos and the people breathing, and I just canceled the main interview. But we've got Peter Dale Scott coming on. We're going to get some professors on to come, and I want to have them to Jones coming up the third hour. We're going to have Kevin Ryan on. Underwriting Laboratories, who got canned himself for doing the internal report of the towers. The official story was a fraud, so that's coming up too. Powerful broadcast lined up. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The Salt Lake City newspaper, TV station, others are reporting that Professor Stephen Jones last night, and I talked to him just about 30 minutes ago during a break, has been put on administrative paid leave. He's still able to conduct research but can't teach his classes. This is a political pressure. Later in the hour, I'm going to give out the number to the dean and the number to the chancellor at BYU. This is outrageous of a highly respected, tenured professor who has had his findings of controlled demolition peer-reviewed. Even NIST, the federal body that studies this, has given five different reasons the towers collapsed. Now they're backing off saying they don't know why, and bombs could have been in the buildings. So they're running scared. Kevin Ryan of Underwriting Laboratories, of course, did internal test of the towers falling and said the official story was basically impossible. He was told not to publish his findings, even though he was doing that job for the company. They canned him. He's going to be popping in, Kevin Ryan, at the end of this hour to comment on what's happening. And just so much more is going on. So a man who knows a lot about academic freedom is Peter Dale Scott, but he's here to also talk about his new book on 9/11. Mr. Scott, thank you for coming on with us. This is really sad to see this happening. These Nazis are really attempting to silence one of the key bastions of free speech that's left in this country. I guess the colleges will be free speech zones now, huh? Or won't be allowed to on the colleges.
Well, it's a very distressing situation. I think it's harder for, you know, people in the sciences and engineering and so on where they... But his colleagues get government contracts and so on. I think some of the pressures come from his peers who are frightened they won't get government business.
Well, we've got legislatures in New Hampshire and in Wisconsin, as well as federally and in D.C., openly calling for cutting massive funding to universities that even allow the mention of an alternative story on 9/11.
Yes, and I think that, you know, some places it's more, I feel fairly secure in California, but, you know, we have this book that's just come out, edited by David Ray Griffin and myself, 9/11, An American Empire, Intellectuals Speak Out. Well, one of the items in there is Morgan Reynolds talking about the pressures that is being put on. He's a professor. He's also interesting because he's a Republican who, you know, was a hero for the Reagan people at one time. But he's been put under great pressure at Texas A&M, and he talks about that in his chapter. And Kevin Ryan, who you just mentioned, his story, he has a chapter in our book as well.
And, of course, also Mr. Barrett is under heat. They're calling to fire him. At the same time, we have the former father of, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Morgan Reynolds, has gone public as well.
Right. And Stephen Jones's article, which has caused all the fuss, is a chapter in our book, although he also had it on a website. And it's still going to be available, but it was on the BYU website, Brigham Young University, where he teaches.
Have they pulled that?
Well, they've told him to move it. I think there will be a hot link where it was. That's still being negotiated. But, yes, it's going off the BYU website.
He sounded devastated when I talked to him 30 minutes ago.
Well, this is the man's career, you know, and I understand that they don't have tenure at BYU the way they do in most universities. So he has definitely risked his whole future, and this is a man who's doing serious research. His other research is also controversial, but it's real. He's working very hard at it.
Well, and he and his wife are just lovely, soft-spoken, kind-hearted people I've had a chance to meet and speak with and eat dinner with several times. And, you know, that horrible neocon piece in WorldNet Daily, I don't know if you know this, started all this when he first got called in a few weeks ago. In the piece, they falsely claimed that he called for violent overthrow of the U.S. government. We forced a retraction from WorldNet Daily, but it was a purely manufactured report.
Yes. Well, there is a lot of wild stuff, isn't there, going around. He's a very decent man, and he's tried to be very flexible with the university. We were concerned in the book because his chapter makes much better reading if you can actually see the videos and things that he refers to. And if you go to his article on the web, then it's all hot linked, so you can actually see World Trade Center going down, and you just see how unlikely it was that it was destroyed either by fire or by debris hitting it on one side, because you can see it going straight vertically down at almost free fall time.
You know, Peter Dale Scott, let's start off here with who you are and the work you've done and some of the research you've done. First off, tell us about Peter Dale Scott.
Well, I was for many years a professor at the University of California. I had been a Canadian diplomat before that, and I knew just enough about the situation in French Indochina to be very concerned that America should not make the mistake that France did. I started as early as 63 saying this would tear America apart if it got involved. And eventually I started speaking. I didn't want to be a speaker because I'm a Canadian and I felt Americans should speak out about the war. But, you know, back in 63, a lot of Americans didn't know where Vietnam was. It was a strange word to them. So I started speaking and I started writing, and my first book about Vietnam raised a question about the timing of the death of President Kennedy, just at a time when he was beginning to talk about getting troops out of Indochina, out of Vietnam by the end of 65. So that got me into writing about the Kennedy assassination, and my main book on that, Deep Politics and the Death of JFK, is still in print after, 13 years. And so I have been very open, my eyes have been open to the possibility of or the frequency with which the American government has lied to its own people.
Well, let me bring this up before we get into 9/11. Within weeks, right at about 3.5 weeks, Christina Todd Whitman and the EPA reported massive poisons, massive toxins, asbestos, mercury in the air. Then Bush had that removed. They said it was a mistake. Now the massive deaths and injuries, debilitating illnesses that have been caused by this. Now city memos have been released. CBS News today in New York is admitting there was a massive cover-up. We already knew that. You know, here's another example of the cold-bloodedness. They just didn't want to pay for the medical care of all these people, so they just said there's no problem.
Right.
Can you give us your take on this now, Breaking?
Well, it's certainly not the first time this sort of thing has happened. I mean, I think the use of depleted uranium, DU, in weaponry in both the first Iraq war and the current Iraq war, it's a terrible scandal, and, you know, you had a huge number of returning veterans from the first Gulf War, and the Navy refused to deal with them. I've talked to the brother of one of these people, and the Navy lost his medical records. Finally, they put him on 100% disability, but it took about 8 years for that to happen. And the DU is still being used in Afghanistan and in Iraq today, and also on the web you can see the babies being born with terrible deformities in the Iraq hospitals. This is not recognized in any degree at all. If you look up depleted uranium on Google, you'll get an awful lot of hits, but you won't get any from the U.S. government.
What does this say about the mindset of the individuals that are willing to use weapons like this and then just tell the troops it's not bad for them?
I think there's a terrible separation in this country, and it tends to happen as countries become powerful and turn from republics into empires, that you get a greater and greater separation between public opinion and the thinking that's going on in areas where there is no public review of the programs at all.
Well, you're right. On issue after issue, you'll have 75, 85, 99% of people against North American Union, against the Kelo, New London, Connecticut ruling on property, and now government suddenly, because I didn't see this in the past, just says, we don't care, we're going to do it. And it does show an imperial hubris that I think should terrify anyone who wants to live in a free country.
Well, I'm in a special situation here because I'm a Canadian, and I came by choice to this country in 1961. And I came because I respected America as an example for the rest of the world. I mean, let's not forget some of the achievements of this country. I think the civil rights movement, all over the world, racial relations can be difficult, but America has worked through its race relations to an extent in which, in Europe, for example, they're just beginning to deal with the resentments of the Muslims living in France or England, for example. I think they're behind America in that respect. But what distresses me is the change that I've seen in America. You know, I came to the University of California. It was a free university. Now you pay $20,000 a year or something to go. It's become a class privilege, whereas it used to be for everybody. The standard of living for a great many Americans is going down at the same time that the remuneration for the top 0.01% are getting most of the increment in GNP in the form of income. So we're getting great disparity between the rich and the poor, and that's always a sign of a country on the way down. And it's a very, very...
Yeah, it's a sign of a country going into centralization. I want to get into your bottom line on 9/11, and I want to... You've made a lot of good projections and predictions. What you see happening with Iran, what you see happening with this fifth anniversary of 9/11, where you see the Bush administration, what you think their next move is going to be. A great political mind, a great patriot for freedom, Peter Dale Scott is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, and InfoWars.net.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The new book's out, a compilation of some of the best minds out there today, exposing 9/11. The book's 9/11, An American Empire, Intellectuals Speak Out, edited by David Ray Griffin and Peter Dale Scott. Going back to our guests, this is a short segment. We'll have a long segment coming up, plenty of time to get into more details and hopefully have time to take some of your phone calls. Mr. Scott, 9/11, I mean, we know why it was carried out, a pretext for global domination. The evidence is piling on top of evidence. The official story is a fairy tale. What do you see happening with Iran? What do you see happening here domestically with the police state that they're for the first time announcing? How do you see this developing? And then what are some solutions or ways we can keep bad possibilities from happening?
Well, I think Iran should be very much on our minds because, I'm doing another book that will be out next year called The Road to 9/11, and I have a whole chapter dedicated to this group, the Project for a New American Century. These are a group of neocons who wanted very much for America to play a much bigger role in Central Asia. Well, they've got their wish in the form of Iraq, and I hope they're happy. There are two big camps now, I think, in Washington. There is the neocon camp who have wanted an attack on Iran from the very beginning, and also Syria, for that matter. This goes back. Two of them were calling for this back in the Clinton era, back as early as 1996. But I think they would like to destroy OPEC and see oil completely controlled by the United States and to be sold cheaply, break the OPEC cartel. But there's also the oil companies in Washington, and whereas as they agreed with the PNAC people, the neocons, on the importance of getting into Iraq because they want America to have a secure base where it can control where the oil goes to throughout the world, and Saudi Arabia is no longer that base. Everybody agrees on that.
Yeah, Iraq is the real crossroads.
Yes, but the oil companies are not interested in destroying OPEC because OPEC keeps prices high, and that, of course, means record profits for the oil companies. So some of the neocons have left the government. Wolfowitz is now at the World Bank, and a very important firing, I think, was this man Douglas. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Fate or Fight, F-E-I-T-H.
Yeah.
Fight. They're gone. If they were still there, I would be very concerned that we would see violent U.S. action against Iran.
Dick Cheney's there. We've got Rumsfeld there. We've got...
Yes, they're still there. And Cheney, I think, is the most important one of them all. We've never had in the history of the United States a situation where the office of the vice president seemed to be more powerful in determining policy than the National Security Council of the president.
Well, Bush takes 2.5-hour naps and exercises upwards of 3 hours a day. I mean, he doesn't even read his notes. He just goes out and bumbles around. We know Bush is running absolutely nothing.
Well, just to come back to Iran, I have a piece about this on my website that I put up 3 years ago. My website is www.peterdalescott.net.
We have a big link to that on Infowars.com, by the way.
Good, thank you. Well, anyway, I have I said that this was just before the invasion of Iraq, and I said it would happen because America, it's not that we need the oil from Iraq for ourselves. Most of it goes to Europe. But we need to control oil, and we also were very concerned in those days to preserve the dollar by making sure that OPEC countries didn't start taking euros for oil instead of dollars. That's what makes countries all over the world.
Yeah, the real world reserve currency is the oil, and the dollar is the currency for buying barrels of oil. But and our listeners are versed on that.
Saddam was challenging that. He was starting to accept euros, and in the beginning of this year, Iran said that they would create an oil bourse and that they too would, because they sell to Europe, so their position is Europe should pay.
Iran seem to be trying to goad the military-industrial complex into striking him? Ahmadinejad's statements.
Well, I think that they may feel that they're better. It's so complicated because, you know, Iran actually helped America in Afghanistan. And at the beginning of the Iraq invasion, there was the senior Shia cleric in Iraq.
Let's get into the deep politics, Mr. Scott, when we get back. Give us your analysis. We're honored to have it. We got a break.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I was out of the studio during the break and forgot to bring the phone numbers in here. Will you guys please bring me the phone numbers so we can give those out in a few minutes to the BYU University president's phone number? And I'm also going to give you an email address. We need to call them, be polite, but tell them this is outrageous. We need more academic freedom in this country, not less. The neocons have been calling for firing professors for the last year. They haven't gotten their wish. And this is, they haven't fired Jones yet. They've got him on administrative paid leave. And so we're going to give you the phone number for Cecil O. Samuelson, the president of Brigham Young University. We'll give you his information. Kevin Ryan joins us here in about 10 minutes, one of the engineers at Underwriting Laboratories, who did the internal analysis and said the numbers didn't mesh with the official story of why the towers and seven collapsed. Was told to shut up, and when he spoke out, he got fired. Peter Del Scott joins us, and by the way, in his new book that's coming out that he and Everett Griffin have edited, it has an analysis by Kevin Ryan in there. So it'll be great to have these two men together. What is going on with Iran? We know they made deals with Reagan for weapons to go ahead and hold the hostages and not release them. We know they made all sorts of weird deals in Iran-Contra. We know that that they did help attack the Serbs, fund the Albanians to attack the Serbs as a pretext for the U.S. and NATO and the U.N. to go in there in the late 90s. That's in Senate reports. That's admitted. So, yeah, from your analysis, you're a former diplomat, you've studied these black ops systems. What's really going on in Iran? You said it's a complex situation. I agree with you. Give us your take, sir.
Well, this is absolutely central to understanding 9/11, which is that the American government, the CIA, have been using Muslim fundamentalists for 30 years, going back in time when they thought the big danger was that the Soviet Union would move into Asia. They backed the fundamentalists against them. And when the Mossadegh in Iran in 1953 was threatening, he would nationalize the Anglo-Iranian oil company, the CIA and British intelligence worked with, actually, I think the people around Ayatollah Khomeini, they worked with them then to get rid of a democratic, progressive, socialist, it wasn't even socialist, it was nationalizing one foreign firm. To get rid of Mossadegh, it's just one example of collaboration coming down into the 90s with al-Qaeda elements in Azerbaijan, where American oil companies were moving in. The British were working with them in Libya because they wanted to get rid of Gaddafi. All these secular leaders were being attacked from the right by al-Qaeda elements, and that was with the approval of the CIA. So in the case of Iran, it's true. You had the Republicans in 1980. They wanted to defeat Carter, so they were meeting with Iranian fundamentalists in Paris, and to delay the return of the hostages, it meant that these American hostages in the Iranian embassy stayed on months longer because of the deal between fundamentalists and the Republicans to elect Ronald Reagan. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I had my wireless headset on. I wasn't given some material. I stepped away. I was listening to you. Go ahead.
Oh, I said I was frightened.
I apologize. I just got to get stuff done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So when you have a situation where the Americans, I'm sure, for example, that the CIA had people inside al-Qaeda. They admit they had one, al-Fadl, but he defected, and then there was this man, Ali Mohammed, that I write about in my chapter in 9/11 and the American Empire. He was very high up in al-Qaeda. He actually took the photographs of the American embassy in Kenya and gave them personally to bin Laden. But he was only able to do that because he had been picked up a few weeks earlier in Canada by the RCMP because they mistrusted him because of his connections to some terrorists in Canada. And this man, Ali Mohammed, said, gave them a number to phone in Washington in the FBI headquarters to an FBI agent called Zent. And the FBI told the Canadians to release him, which they did. So
it's the same thing with U.S. embassy chiefs. They'd have known al-Qaeda members going to summits, coming back into the U.S., trying to get visas overseas, and they'd say, you're a terrorist. And they get a call from the higher-ups at State Department saying, let him in. This terror designation is a cover for anti-terror training.
Well, there was one embassy in particular, Saudi Arabia, with two consulates, and virtually all of these hijackers and their bosses, the higher level people like the blind Sheikh Abdulrahman, they came into America on special visas that were issued by this office, whereas they should have been, and some of them actually were, on the terror list of people not to be given visas. So,
and then back, of course, in 93, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators, let it all go forward, found a couple low-grade morons to do it. I mean, it's the same story over and over again.
I had been observing those people for 3 years before then, and when one of them killed Meir Kahan and was picked up, and this was a Muslim whose home was raided, and it was filled with terror training manuals that Ali Mohammed himself, who was doubling as a trainer for the special forces at Fort Bragg, his name was Nosair, his home was full of these manuals. And the FBI came out and said there was nothing found in his home of any interest.
Now, let's be clear, though. I want to bring something else into this, and I want to give a number out in a moment to call BYU to support Professor Stephen Jones, who is being reviewed right now and has been basically suspended and put on leave. This is a horrible attack on free speech and scientific research in this country. But that's why George Bush Sr. brought 3,000 Iraqis in. Clinton brought in another 2,000. These are Republican Guard who were trained here in the 80s, deep cover U.S. assets brought back in, of course, involved in the Oklahoma City bombing. And that way, if any police happen to catch him or bust him in the act, oh, it's just an Arab, oh, it's an Iraqi. Perfect cover. Those 5,000, we have good intel, are all over the United States right now, ready to level major buildings in every U.S. city. I tell you, it is so sick, and we are in so much danger. Peter Dale Scott, do you have any comments on the 5,000 Iraqis?
I'm an agnostic on that, and I should say, in general, my position on 9/11, some people are very sure they know what happened. My position is I'm very sure there's been a massive cover-up, and that the cover-up extends to things that happened in the White House on that day, and that we need to know more clearly what happened, why it is that the phone records are suddenly, there's like an 18-minute gap, just like Watergate, when it comes to the crucial phone calls that authorized the shoot-down of planes, and then more and more importantly, something that a lot of Americans are not aware of, this thing called COG, which is supposed to be continuity of government, but which is actually a kind of suspension of the Constitution.
So shadow government, it went into full effect that day.
It was invoked on September the 11th, and most people are unaware of this.
And we've really been operating under it ever since with Homeland Security, NORTHCOM being activated, which makes us a military jurisdiction. But, Professor, before
that's what
we go,
I write about in my own book, yes.
So that's what you write about. Well, excellent. Before we go any further, let me just give out the phone number to the president of Brigham Young University. Call the secretary. It's not her fault. Be nice to her. But ask that she write down your name, your information, or your comments. Make sure that notes be given to him, and that the people of the United States support Professor Stephen Jones, who's been put on leave, basically suspended for now, and they're looking at him. And all this started with fake hit pieces. Remind them of this in WorldNet Daily, claiming that he had said things he didn't say. Here is the number, 801-442-2521. Again, that's 801-422-2521, the president of Brigham Young University. And you can also email your support to Stephen Jones at physics_office@byu.edu. Again, that's physics_office@byu.edu, or the number 801-422-2521. And guys, go ahead and call Kevin Ryan now. I want to go ahead and get him up.
Can I just say something else?
Yes, sir, please.
If people want to know what Stephen Jones did that's so terrible to have caused this hullabaloo and to get him suspended, it's the article which is in our book and which is, I think, the sanest, most reasonable chapter that's been written by anybody on why it is that the towers fell, and particularly World Trade Center number 7, the building that was not hit by an airplane but also collapsed. He did a public service by assembling the scientific evidence for what really happened here, and because of doing this public service, he may be losing his job.
Absolutely. One of the other individuals who contributed material to the new book that you guys have put out is Kevin Ryan. He's a former site manager for Environmental Health Laboratories, a division of Underwriter Laboratories, the major underwriting firm in the United States and North America. And he put out just a letter to them. Well, here he is in a nutshell to tell us what happened to him and then to go through his take on what's happening to Professor Stephen Jones right now. Kevin Ryan, it's great to have you on the air with us, and it's great to have Mr. Scott on at the same time. Just please, in a nutshell, tell us about yourself, your story, and then give us your take on Stephen Jones.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was previously a top manager at one of UL's divisions, and I was the manager of the water testing division, and the reason I got involved in all of this is because I was given information, both verbally and in writing, from UL's top managers that UL had been involved in testing the steel used to build the World Trade Center buildings. So having this information, I was interested in the progress of the NIST investigation, of which UL played a part. And I followed it pretty closely. Mainly I was busy with my own job as well. But in 2003, it was clear that our government was lying to us about a number of things that could be seen as worse crimes than the crimes of 9/11 themselves. And, you know, in seeing this and learning more about the events of 9/11, like the destruction of the steel evidence, I was interested in hearing more from our chief executive officer who had made the first claim that we had tested the steel used to build the World Trade Center building. So I started asking questions about it. You know, I sent him formal written questions about our involvement. I really felt it was UL's responsibility as the public safety guardian. And
I mean, just boiling it down, what was their public statements versus what their real testing showed?
Yeah, well, there's two parts to that. There's 40 years ago where they tested the steel components used to build the buildings originally, and then there's August of 2004 where they did floor model testing. Now, they claimed, and I believe they never did test the floor assemblies 40 years ago, but they did test the steel components, the columns and so forth, that were used to build the buildings. So what they said is that they tested the steel, so then they continued in the investigation, and the investigation showed that the floors wouldn't collapse, and they showed that the temperatures in the buildings were nowhere near hot enough to soften or weaken any of the steel. And so, you know, having all this information and having asked numerous times the managers at UL without getting any satisfactory answers, I went ahead and wrote the NIST scientists, and that's what got me fired. I wrote a letter. I thought it was respectful and professional, and I just came right out and asked them, look, your test results show that the steel's not going to soften or even significantly weaken. You know, that's it's just not going to happen at the temperatures you've provided.
And that letter is, of course, on the web. They responded, of course, by firing you. Now, how does this tie in? I mean, you've experienced this. Now, what's happening to Professor Jones?
Well, it's interesting. Hopefully, it's not going to be the same outcome. But, you know, Stephen Jones is a really good man focusing on seeking the truth. So, you know, he's just because you have a PhD doesn't mean you seek the truth, you know, above all else. But in Steve Jones's case, that we certainly have a person like that. And, you know, he's being reviewed. I would say that BYU has withstood the pressure for quite some time. You know, some of the universities that have experienced this have jumped immediately to reviewing the professors involved. And so to commend BYU, they have at least hung in there for some time. You can imagine they're under a lot of political pressure. I'm sure Underwriters Laboratories was as well when my letter came out.
I'd like to get a response now to what you've been saying from Peter Dale Scott.
Yeah, well, I think that Kevin Ryan just put his finger on it. You know, it's obviously UL is a business, but universities also are in business. They live on government contracts. The biggest universities are biggest because they get an enormous part of their funding from government contracts.
It's the old Eisenhower speech about military-industrial complex undue influence.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, the academy is safe from all that sort of thing, but it's not. And we've just seen an example of it at BYU, and probably the people who are doing it may feel that they're not in a position of freedom because they have to protect the university and so on.
Kevin Ryan,
I just want to say one more thing. Stephen Jones has been so reasonable. He was saying he would take it off his article off his site and put it up somewhere else. It is going up somewhere else. I'm sorry, I don't have the URL. But it's not like he was taunting them or being militant or anything. Like, he's a very reasonable man.
All right, both of you, please stay there. We've got Kevin Ryan on the line with us and Peter Dale Scott. The one-year anniversary is Monday. Bush will be up there playing the hero, playing the savior, and we'll be there making sure the media is forced to report on the truth. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Kevin Ryan, formerly of Underwriting Laboratories, and of course Peter Dale Scott, former diplomat and professor and best-selling author. They both join us right now today, and we were going to be talking about 9/11. We are talking about 9/11, but there's this move nationwide, and congressmen, senators have openly called for cutting off funding to universities that allow their professors to have academic freedom. This is a very dangerous, chilling effect. This is not what you're supposed to see in a free society, but it goes part and parcel with the free speech zones. It's all part of this larger picture. Going back briefly to Kevin Ryan, then we're going to let him go. I know he's a very busy man, and we'll get him up sometime in the future for a full hour. Kevin Ryan, can you just, again, in kind of a synopsis, thumbnail sketch, for people that don't know, describe what happened. You said, listen, you guys did your own internal studies and showed the towers shouldn't have fallen. You did the test before and after. You know, please go public. Meanwhile, they were telling the public something completely different. Who was putting, or did you ever find out who was putting the pressure on them not to release those reports?
Oh, that's a good question. I've always wondered, was NIST, was the Bush administration involved in my termination? I can't prove that, but I wouldn't doubt it. And you're exactly right. You know, my letter included not only things that had been largely reported publicly, other than UL's involvement in testing the steel components, all of it had been reported publicly. But now all of it is quite well known. So at the time it was considered outrageous, right? This was only 2 years ago, almost. And you know, the thing is, UL turned around right away and said there's no evidence that anyone tested the steel. They didn't say they didn't test the steel. They said there's no evidence that they didn't test the steel. Now, this shouldn't be a secret, right? I think we can all agree that if Underwriters Laboratories is a tax-exempt organization working for all of us, supposedly for safety purposes, then they shouldn't be holding secrets back from us on work they've done, especially when it's so important. You know, and this is very important. I think we can all agree.
Well, that's a question I've got for both of you. First, Peter Del Scott.
Yeah,
where is this going to go if we see an explosion of 9/11 truth, the people now realizing there's a cover-up, and basic laws of science have been suspended by the Bush administration and both 9/11 whitewash commissions? Peter Del Scott, what do you see happening in the future? I mean, I see hit pieces, probably 30 or 40 of them a day against 9/11 truth in the media, but that doesn't seem to be working. What are they going to do?
Well, first of all, it attests to, as Kevin just said, the importance of this matter. I mean, if it's important enough to suspend Kevin Jones, it's important enough to fire Kevin Ryan, it's because they're very scared, and it's ultimately the people that will determine who comes out on top in this. If the American people get involved in this matter and do a little basic research for themselves, anyone with a computer can go to Google and find and become, you know, more knowledgeable about 9/11 than the poor members of the 9/11 Commission were, who were not, you know, not able to look at the truth. It's a very important matter, and I think that particularly if we get a change in the House in November, that it could lead to the impeachment of Vice President Cheney.
Yeah, but the question is, what will they do to stop this? What will they do to block us taking our country back? Kevin Ryan?
I don't think they can do much at this point. Frankly, Alex, I think that the people are waking up, and I think that's why we're seeing all this activity here late in the year. I know there's a big anniversary coming up, but frankly, what I see is that they seem to be very worried.
Now, I haven't even talked about this latest fake Bin Laden video. And the other fat Bin Laden video has been proven a fake. They've proven that the new things they've released have been recuts. Let me do five more minutes with both you gentlemen after this 60-second break, or 70-second to be precise. And I've got a few final questions for you. Then we're going to have Bob Dacey in studio, and we're going to talk about 9/11.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.